All right, so you have just been hired as the men's head varsity head coach. What do you think?
It's a very exciting period of time for me personally, and you know, I think the biggest story is really about Bob, and says a lot about his character. And secondly, I think it also says something about the University of Washington, how dedicated we are to having one equal team, you know, equal and together, and not separate. And that we find value in that, and it's strong, and it's a clear value. And I think that's really progressive. And I think that if people out there who want to be leaders in the world, you come to the University of Washington, and you'll be amongst them.
Tell me what you're looking forward to next year.
I think the most thing I'm looking forward to is hopefully getting some of my athletes or our athletes back. We have three guys on the Canadian under 23-8. We have one guy on the U.S. under 23-8, one woman on the U.S. women's under 23-8, and another woman who was on the women's team last year. We have one guy on the Canadian senior straight four, and we have another one of our athletes who's currently fighting it out to be in the men's eight to represent the United States in the World Championships in Munich. So what I'm really looking forward to is having most of our athletes back and taking this program to the next level. We had an outstanding season this last year, but I think we can go to another level. And I think everyone in the Shell House is committed to that and excited about that. And the challenge is great, but I think that's why we all do it.
It's great. You know, I've never had a chance really to ask you what Washington rowing has meant to you. Tell me about Washington rowing and what it's meant in your life.
I think it goes back to, I'm a Navy, I guess, I don't know if they call them a Navy juniors, but it means the same thing as a Navy brat, and I moved around a lot. I think when I came to Washington, I found home, not just at the Conover Shell House, but also a community of people, and it just felt right to me when I first got there. And I think with the leadership and the relationships I've made there, especially with Bob, and always found a lot of value in coaches that gave me a lot of leadership. So I think that's one reason I value coaching so much. And also, that's why Washington, it was such a strong history, such a strong family, that it just really gave me some grounding right away.
How much different is it going to be as varsity coach than it is when you were the freshman coach?
I think the program itself won't change very drastically. The program's proven, and there's no reason to reinvent the wheel. It's working here. It's working at our university. I think each university has its own challenges. We have ours, and we do a good job of managing those challenges and excelling. And so we don't really need to start all over again. This is a program at the top. And there's a program that's achieving something, and a program that's achieved something for 100 years. And my goal, I guess, is that everyone in the Conover Shell House is here for the betterment of oarsmanship, and that all that encompasses at the collegiate level. So,
okay. Anything else you want to say?
I hope people don't look past the commitment Bob has made to this program over his 33 or 34 year tenure. I think he's making quite a statement, and I'm really proud of him, and I'm really excited to work with him. I think we make a great partnership. I think I make a great partnership with Erica also. I'm looking forward to bringing in the next freshman coach who can help us, again, move to the next level and bring something special to this Shell House. And it's a great time to be a Husky, and I'm really looking forward to it. I'm really excited personally, but also I'm really excited for our student-athletes. In the end, I think my philosophy is about them, and so I'm really excited about helping them achieve their goals.